From Spark and Anvil and Sleuth Lab, this is Loop, in Chapter 1 of the Sleuth Lab cast.
This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Loop is a badger tween. Tucked in her vest is a worn card showing the three basic fingerprint patterns.
I am Loop. I teach impression evidence, the unique marks that one surface leaves on another.
Think of a shoe print. A size 9 sneaker is class evidence. It narrows the search, but it isn't unique.
But a fingerprint with specific ridge endings and forks? That's individual evidence. It can point to one single source.
Loop's family were gate watchers. They knew villagers not by name, but by the unique tread of their shoes.
By age 6, I understood the lesson. Patterns are everywhere if you simply learn how to look for them.
She came to the Sleuth Lab Academy at 22. Inspector Vex asked her just one question.
What is impression evidence? And why must a junior forensics team understand its limits?
It's the patterns left behind. Class evidence narrows possibilities. Individual evidence identifies, but only with enough specific matches.
We solve school puzzles, not crimes. We must be honest about what the evidence truly shows.
That discipline is precisely what our students need to learn. You are appointed.
Class versus individual. Honest about the evidence. That's the whole lesson. That's what makes Loop, Loop.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to Common Core and Next Generation Science Standards.
Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.